Ukraine security issue.
On Wednesday, August 24th, Ukraine marked the 31st anniversary of its independence. 31 years ago, the Ukrainian parliament adopted the Act of State Sovereignty and Independence. On the 1st of December, the overwhelming majority of Ukrainians, more than 90%, confirmed their choice of independence at a national referendum. In 2014, Russia occupied Crimea and unleashed a war in Donbass, and this year, on February 24, the Russian army launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Now Ukraine marks its birthday fighting against the aggressor. President Volodymyr Zelensky said congratulating Ukrainians on Independence Day. During these 6 months, we changed history, changed the world and changed ourselves. Now Ukraine knows who is the true friend and brother and who is not. The Ukrainian people and their courage have inspired the whole world and given humanity a new hope. They are celebrating this holiday in different places and under different circumstances, but all with the sole goal of preserving Ukraine's independence and achieving a victory, said Volodymyr Zelensky.
Ворог думав, ми зустрінемо квітами і шампанським. Натомість отримав вінки і коктейлі Молотова. Чекав на овації, а чує хлопки.
The enemy thought we would greet him with flowers and champagne. Instead, he got funeral wreaths and Molotov cocktails. Instead of big hand, he gets big bands. The invaders believed that in a few days they would be parading in the center of Kyiv. Today you can see this so-called parade on Khreshchatyk Street. The enemy tanks can only appear in Kyiv like this, burned down, destroyed or damaged beyond repair. We don't care how strong someone else's army is. What we care for is our land. We will fight for it until the end. We have been holding out for 6 months. It is hard, but we keep fighting. Every new day gives us a new reason not to give up, because having gone through so much, we have no other way but to follow through. What is the end of this war to us? We used to say peace, now we say victory, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Polish President, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and other world leaders congratulated Ukraine on its Independence Day, expressing solidarity with its heroic people. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said in his congratulatory message that he is sure of Ukraine's victory over Russia, and that Ukraine can count on NATO as long as it takes. Ukraine's Justice Ministry reported on Wednesday that the European Court of Human Rights gave Russia urgent instructions to immediately ensure the rights of Ukrainian prisoners of war, including the right to medical care. These rights enshrined in the Geneva Convention cover any request on behalf of Ukrainian prisoners of war where sufficient evidence is provided of a serious and imminent risk of irreparable harm to their physical integrity and right to life. The court emphasized that the instructions given to Russia regarding Ukrainian prisoners of war continue to apply and indicated they are also applied in the Ukraine versus Russia case. The court urgently informed the European Council Ministers Committee about its decision. Ukrainian intelligence reported that in the temporarily occupied Mariupol, the Russians were preparing to hold a trial against the fighters of the Azov regiment who had defended the city for several months. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported that all the Russian attacks had been repelled in the areas of the Bakhmut and Avdiivka Donetsk region, and that Russian forces were focused on retaining control over the occupied parts of the Kherson, Zaporizhia, Mykolaiv and Kharkiv regions. In all the frontline areas, the enemy forces suffer heavy losses, the report said. On Wednesday morning, Ukrainian air defenses shot down a Russian cruise missile over the Cherkasy region, central Ukraine. At least four missiles were reported to have struck infrastructure facilities in the town of Mirgorod, Poltava region. Fortunately, there were no casualties. Kharkiv city, as well as villages and towns in the region, were again shelled from Russian long-range artillery, and again the enemy used cluster munitions. As a result, two civilians were wounded. Five were wounded on Tuesday's shelling, including a five-year-old child. A Russian cruise missile exploded over a residential block in Kharkiv. In the small hours, nine Russian missiles targeted infrastructure facilities in Zaporizhia. Three districts in the neighboring Dnipropetrovsk region also came under fire. As a result, private houses were destroyed, power transmission lines were broken, and several civilians were injured. The Russians also shelled Mykolaiv city in the south and villages in the southeastern Sumy region. The Operational Command South on Wednesday reported three successful helicopter attacks in the Kherson region that liquidated about a dozen Russian troops, a self-propelled howitzer and three vehicles. Also, a Russian munition depot was destroyed in the village of Novovoskresensk, Kherson region. Air Force spokesman Yuri Ignat reported on Wednesday that over the past 24 hours, the Ukrainian Air Force's units had downed five Russian UAVs and a Kamov-52 battle helicopter. Of course, tension persists in the cities and villages located near the front line. They are shelled from rocket artillery and other weapons, but the situation is generally more or less stable. About 1 a.m., the Ukrainian Air Forces marked Independence Day with a downed Kamov-52 helicopter. Today we got one more helicopter down, and that's the greeting to all on this holiday, said Yuri Ignat. Ukraine got a valuable gift from the United States on Independence Day, a grant of $3 billion. The money will be transferred to the World Bank mechanism, Finance Minister Sergei Marchenko told reporters on Wednesday. He expressed gratitude to the United States and the World Bank for the powerful support. Western news agencies had reported that on August 24th, the United States was expected to announce a new $3 billion security assistance package for Ukraine, the largest package in the 6 months of Russia's full-scale unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. The Ukraine Railroad Administration Ukrzaliznitsa has presented a new art project called Train to Victory. According to the Infrastructure Ministry, the project is dedicated to Ukrainians living in the temporarily occupied parts of the country. A train of 7 rail cars on which Ukrainian artists painted pictures and stories of the Ukrainian people's heroic fight departed from Kyiv on Tuesday and arrived in Uzhgorod, Ukraine's westernmost city, on Wednesday. The organizer says that the itinerary covers the entire country and that the train will be traveling different lines with stopovers in different cities and will finally arrive in one of the newly deoccupied cities.